828-3168.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
We are a Word and Faith Church. We believe the finished work of the cross. We believe the words of Jesus Christ. I can walk in victory over every situation and circumstance in my life. That's why when the hurricane came and blew us out of the water, so to speak, and took away the church and took away the school and everything else, and you heard now we are doubled up. And now we're not renters, we're owners. You don't have to go down. And if you do go down, when Peter went down, Jesus' hand just grabbed him right out. He's right there with you. He's right there waiting for you. He's not going to let you go. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Goodness and mercy follow you every day and every way, everywhere you go, all the time. And you got to activate all the goodness of God. You've got to activate your healing by speaking it out of your mouth. The Bible says the heavens and the earth is held up by the word of God. It's the vibration. That's why it says in Proverbs 18:21, death and life is in the power of your tongue. He didn't say death and life is in the power of my tongue, me, God. He said it's in your tongue. He said in Deuteronomy 30:19, he said, I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day. I put before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both you and your seed may live. There's a decision you have to make. You have to choose to speak life out of your mouth and the vibrations when there's faith or that it does something. I'm telling you, when you pray, if you pray without expecting, you prayed without faith. Because when you pray, believe, you receive it and you'll have it. When I pray, I expect the result. And if I don't expect the result, my prayer went to heaven with doubt attached to it. There's no vibration that gets the movement to take place. And that's what sound is. It's vibration. So when you speak, you release your faith by the word you speak out of your mouth. That's why David, when he ran at Goliath, he released the words out of his mouth. And he said, yes, going to happen to you. Yes, what's going to go down. And Goliath tried the same deal. But David spoke 5 times more than Goliath did. He outspoke him. He outvibed him. It's a vibe. Faith is a vibe. Hey, that's a new one. Faith is a vibe. Come on. You've got to let it out of your mouth. You've got to release it. Instead of saying, oh, I'm getting sick, you say, by the stripes on his back, I walk in divine perfect health in Jesus' name. You will not come on my son. You will not come on my daughter. I command you, get out of here in the name of Jesus. The stripes has healed him. And you get the vibration moving and you get this action taking place. Oh, I'm just waiting on God, son. Just stick around. You'll be okay. God will sort it out sometime. God sorted it out a long time ago. Do you know how many people, Christians, well-meaning, good people who love the Lord are waking up sick today, waking up broke today, waking up in absolute addictions today? A lot of the times what they're doing is they're thinking it's the sin in their life that's caused them to go through this and nullifying the blood of the Lamb, taking away the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. We need to get ourselves under the spout of that blood. Once you're saved, you are now saved. And God says, you can take care of business yourself right now. When you sin, you just say, Lord, forgive me. Blood's covered you. And you just keep moving forward. And some people, because they feel they're being punished for their sins. Well, then Jesus shouldn't have been punished for your sins. Jesus was punished for your sin, not us. He was punished for my sins. Thank God. All of us, thank God, because if he wasn't, you could never have paid the price. Never, ever, ever, you could not have paid the price. You couldn't have received it. Amen. Amen. And so praise God for Jesus. Amen. You ever praise God for God? Yes. I mean, aren't you glad that God is God? Yes. And that he's a loving, caring, yes, forgiving, every kind of God you can imagine to be good? Amen. And he's the only God. Isaiah 45:20 says, be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am the Lord and there is no other. There is no other. There's no Muhammad, no Buddha, no Confucius. None of those are gods. There's God alone. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. He's one. And he's on our side. He happens to be our Father. He's actually our Father. He says in Romans 8, 14, he says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. For you've not been given a spirit of bondage again unto fear, but you've been given the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father, dear Daddy. It's a term of endearment. He's our Father. God is our Father. The one who created us is our Father. The one who took the heart and he fashioned it is the one who's your Father. The one who took the kidney and fashioned that, he's your Father. The one who took the liver and fashioned it, he's your Father. The one who gave the pancreas and sorted that out, he's your Father. The one who gave you kneecaps, that's your Daddy. The one who gave you your toes, that's your Father. That's who's our Dad. He gave you an earlobe for the woman, the lobe. The ear was for all of us. He's the one who took that brain. He fashioned that brain. He gave you memory. He gave you imagination. He gave you, forgiveness. He gave you all that stuff in your brain. I mean, he did this. Sweet Lord. That's our Dad. So if he fashioned it and he made it and he put it in me and he blew life into me, surely when it's broken down because of something wrong, whatever happened, surely he can just say, hey, let's just replace it. Can you not do that? Or he can even say, listen, I'll make you see through a glass eye. There was a guy in Africa. He had a glass eye. And they prayed for him. He started seeing out the glass eye. Now, some of you might say, oh, yeah, yeah. Don't expect a miracle in your life. You better say, praise God for that man. Praise God, I want to see the same things happening. We were in Jamaica. I'll never forget the team. They prayed. We had 12 people that went there with us. And there was a woman. She had a goiter on her neck. It was like this. And we put our hands on it, and it just went, whoop, disappeared. They saw it, all of them. That's our God. One guy I prayed for in Colombia, he had been deaf all of his life. He was 15 or 16. And we had a crazy service going that night. Guys were slithering around on the floor, and I had someone helping me just casting out demons and doing whatever God wanted us to do. And this guy came up, couldn't talk, like this, and he couldn't hear. And I put my hands on him, said, in the name of Jesus, I command that spirit of infirmity to loose your ears. And as I said that, he started screaming. I thought, what the heck's going on? He's screaming, what did I do? It's the first time he heard. Ever in his life, and there was a big noise in the place. He freaked right out, heard perfect 100% after that. That's our God. He made the eardrum, he can fix it up. Oh, you don't believe it. I need to take some of you to Africa. Yeah, Viva la Africa. I'll take you to Africa and you'll find some miracle signs and wonders happening there. Why? Because they believe. You tell them, well, God will heal me. He says, okay, well, tell him to me. And then you say, okay, be healed. Okay, thanks. And he gets up healed. Yeah, they believe in spirits. A lot of them are the wrong spirits. So when you come like Paul did, when the Apostle Paul went into Ephesus and he found all of them praising all these hundreds of gods that they had, he thought, well, let me use what they know. And he said, you've got a statue here for the God, the unknown God, just in case you've forgotten one. I want to tell you about him. And he used that to get them all saved. Well, in Africa, they all believe in spirits, tokolosh, and all these kind of strange things. You come and say about the Holy Spirit to them, and they're ready. They're open. True. You pray, boom, they receive it. Wow. Amen. I'm telling you, we in America, we become kind of, oh, it's cool. Let's go through the drive-thru. What do you want to eat? Oh, I don't know. We've got about 30 restaurants here. We can just choose. Go through the drive-thru. That one's got too many cars. Let's go this way. I mean, really, we don't even have to get out of our cars to get money out of something. I go to the store to buy food, and they ask me, you want money back? Of course I do. Are you giving it free? Doing cash back? Sure. How much you got? In Africa, you go to the store. You say, oh, God, and you're counting the money. You're taking Coke bottles to see how much you can get for the Coke bottle. We become lazy. We become fat cats, full of the word, full of faith. Oh, we're full of faith, but it's dead. Not all of us, but many people. Why? Dead faith. Faith without work is dead. It's dead. So we can sit in a church like this and get the word and get the spirit and get the prophetic declarations and all of that kind of stuff and still be fat cat. Oh, where are you going today? I'm serious. Complaining because there's four cars in front of you. at a drive-thru and you've got 300 other drive-thrus next to you. In Africa and some places, they would, you have no idea. I mean, really, you give your daughter or your son or someone a gift of an iPhone. I wanted a black one. Slap, give it back. That's how it should be. Come on, right? And just a word of advice, check the phone. Check the phone. But my little angel will never. Check your angel's phone. Check your angel's phone because the devil's trying to get him to grow horns. Check your angel's phone. We've got to be ahead of the devil. The Bible says, know the wiles of the enemy. Does it not say, know the wiles of your enemy? That means the wiles is the strategies. Know the strategies of the devil. How does he strategize to get your children? What's he strategizing to get my money? What is his strategy to get my life? Amen. Know the wiles of your enemy. Amen. Amen. It's like boxers. Before they would box, they'd study. They'd watch videos of the other boxer to see where any weaknesses are. Know the wiles of your enemy. We need to understand that there's an enemy out there. But he's at our disposal. We're not at his. And so one thing you've got to get in your life is I am the authority, not the devil. The church is more powerful than the church realizes. And I'm telling you, God is about to do a shaking in the church. He's about to raise up a remnant of people that are going to say, I'm not going to be politically correct. I don't care what they're saying out in the world. I'm standing for what the Word of God says, and no one's going to take me off my watch. Amen. Nobody's going to stop me saying what the Word of God says. Amen. You know what? We need the watchmen now. You are all watchmen on the wall. We're supposed to be gatekeepers. And we allow what can come into the city, and we allow what can go on in the city, and we allow what can go out of the city. It's us. It's not the devil, not his cronies. We need to stand up and become who we are. We need to say, my God, I've got the Holy Ghost on the inside of me. Well, who's the Holy Ghost? Oh, he created everything. Remember in the beginning, Genesis 1, where he says, God looked out and he looked at the earth and he looked at everything and there was chaos and darkness. But the Holy Spirit was hovering. He was hovering. One guy in South Africa used to say he's hoovering. Yeah, that's the way he spoke. He was hoovering. And I always imagined a vacuum cleaner. But he was hoovering. The Holy Spirit was hovering. What was he doing? He was waiting for the vibration. And then the vibration brought the activation. You see, that's what's going to happen. And when he heard, God looked out and God didn't look out and say, "Woo, it's dark. Whew! You got a flashlight there, buddy?" In South Africa, we call it a torch. And the first time I mentioned it in my family, they imagined me with this big fiery thing walking through the house. It's a torch in normal parts of the world, okay? That's a joke. I'm American now. But he didn't look out and say, "Whoo, it's dark out there." Because the vibration would have got to the Holy Spirit. He would have said, "He wants darkness, leave it dark." The Bible says when God looked out, if you look at the actual translation, he said, "Light be." Yes. He called the light. He said, "Light be." And when the Holy Spirit got that vibration coming from the mouth of God, boom, he went into action. From hovering, he went into action. Activation took place and light became.
Hi. This is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. The Bible says in Isaiah 53:5 that the stripes on Jesus' back healed us, just as the blood from his body saves us. This is confirmed in 1 Peter 2:24 and many other places. Healing belongs to the children of God. If you or any of your loved ones are sick and battling with any infirmity, please join us in our Tradition Town Hall facility where we hold healing school every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. You will learn the scriptures, you'll be in the anointing, you'll be prayed for by believers, and you will see miracle signs and wonders take place. There is no charge and all are welcome.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility.